Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, the Father who provides, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Savior who dies. Amen. Paul writes, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. Thus far, our text. Dear friends of Christ, there was once a woman who was known for her complaining. Very good at it, as often we are. One day she walked into her pastor's office, and she said to him, Pastor, I'm here to get some help from you. I'm here to complain and to whine about everything in my life. I want to tell you about all of my troubles. And hearing that and knowing the woman, the pastor realized he was going to be there for an awful long time. So he thought, how am I going to deal with this? And so he had an idea after thinking for a moment. And he said, very well, but first there's something that you have to do for me. What I'd like for you to do for me first, before you start sharing all of your troubles, is I want you to take 10 minutes and tell me about every blessing that you can think of in your life. No whining, no complaining. Simply think of every blessing that you have. Oh, all right, she said to the pastor. And she began to painfully enumerate her blessings. So it was a little painful at first because she was there to whine a little. But she started in on her blessings. And after a while, after a couple of minutes went by, a funny thing began to happen. She began to gain a little bit of momentum. And she even began to get excited about those blessings as she began to speak of them and share them with the pastor. And pretty soon, 10 minutes turned into 20 minutes, and 20 minutes turned into 40 minutes. And 40 minutes turned into a whole hour. She was there joyfully telling the pastor about all of her blessings in life. And then all of a sudden she got up and she said, thank you so much, Pastor, for helping me. I feel so much better. Indeed, she had realized that she had much more to be thankful for than she had to complain about. Counting her blessings was a good thing to do. It shifted her focus off all that was wrong in life onto all that was right in life and all that was a blessing. Dear friends of Christ, how has your focus been lately? Are you focused on all that is bad? On all that is wrong? On all that isn't quite right instead of all that you do have and all that God has been working? Some people go through life like that. They go through life focused on all that they don't have. On the house that they don't have, on the boat that they don't have, on the camper that they don't have, on the kids that they don't have, on the husband they don't have, on the wife they don't have, on this that they don't have, and that they don't have. They go through all of life focused on all that they don't have, and life becomes extremely miserable. Indeed, that's what happens in a world that is extremely materialistic. It focuses us on all that we don't have, instead of all that we do have. And that's what's so surprising about the blessed apostle St. Paul this evening. He should be complaining. And he should be whining about his miserable life, about everything that he doesn't have. For he has very little, dear friends, in the way of material goods. He has very little in the way of creature comforts. Yes, very little in the way of money and accounts. Shouldn't you be whining a little more, Paul? Shouldn't you be complaining a little bit more? Like the Israelites in the desert, right? Complaining about the manna and forgetting that the Lord initially was going to take them right to the promised land. But instead of doing that, dear friends, instead of focusing on all that he didn't have and all that was wrong, St. Paul didn't do that. In fact, instead of doing that, he tells the Philippians quite the opposite. He says to the Philippians that he is quite content. In fact, he's learned by the Spirit that happens. He's learned to be content whatever the situation that he faces, he tells them. And the reason for this, yes, indeed, he has learned to count his blessings, to see what God has given, to see the hand of the Lord in his life, to see his provision. He has learned indeed to count his blessings. No matter how big or how small, he learned to count his blessings. And friends, this doesn't mean that there were no negatives in his life. Oh, there were. Shipwrecks, beatings, stonings, cold nights, danger of wolves and animals, all kinds of things. There were some real downers in his life. There were. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, working a living hope within him, he learned not to focus on those things in life. He chose rather to focus on his blessings. And indeed, what were his blessings? A Savior who gave his life on a cross, who ransomed him from Satan. A Savior who ended his blindness and gave to him everlasting life. Christians who came to faith because of his preaching and because of his teachings. Christians that will now go to heaven because of his work, blessings. He began to see them. The Philippian congregation themselves, his maybe prized congregation, a congregation that was growing in the faith, maturing in the faith, growing up. What a blessing. And yes, a gift that they gave, showing the evidence of the grace burning in their hearts. They gave to Paul. They provided for Paul. And he was grateful for their care package that he received from them. Sometimes our college students get those. The Philippians sent Paul care packages. And he says, "For I am well supplied now, having received the gift you sent." I wonder, dear friends, what was in that care package? Some money? Some bologna sandwiches? Some turkey and stuffing? Sandals maybe, a new pair? A tunic or two? We're not sure. Maybe a candle for some light. We're not really told what was in that care package. But what we do understand is that Paul was very grateful for that care package. And that care package reminded him that God always provides. That God, no matter where he's at, is going to find a way to take care of him. And if you look at your life, isn't it true? God somehow finds a way to take care of us all. As Jesus said this evening, if the Lord, if the Father takes care of the birds of the field and feeds them every day, won't he take care of you? All you worried people, won't he take care of you? For indeed the Father has a care package for us all, one that began right there and lasts to eternity. And so, yes, dear friends, Paul knew. He knew God would care for him, even in the lean times, even in the mean times. He's experienced it. He knew God would provide. So don't disparage the lean times in your life. God has a plan for them too. He's teaching us to count our blessings in those times. He's teaching us to truly be thankful, not be so spoiled. He's teaching us amazing things and drawing us ever closer. So maybe tomorrow, when you start complaining about the football score, whining about the balls, maybe take a moment, say a prayer quietly, and take 10 minutes. 10 minutes. and make a list of your blessings in life. And you might find that 10 minutes is not enough. We rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in Him always, the God who provides. In Jesus' name and for His sake, amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds forever in Him who blesses, who lives and reigns, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Dear friends, we receive our offerings.